This is Bird Note. The beauty of the small, slender, snowy egret is in its fine white feathers and long, lacy plumes. You'll find them wading in open waters and wetlands throughout much of the United States. But once, snowy egrets were rare. During the late 1800s, 5 million birds a year, including snowy egrets, were killed so their feathers, and sometimes even the whole birds, could be added to the hats of fashionable ladies in Europe and America. In 1886, snowy egret plumes were worth twice as much as gold. In a few hours during a walk through the streets of New York City, ornithologist Frank Chapman counted 40 species of birds on the hats of the women he passed, including warblers, waxwings, blue jays, bobwhites, and of course, snowy egrets. The plundering for plumes continued until around 1910, when outraged citizens forced the passage of laws that reduced the slaughter. These are largely the same laws that protect many birds today. Killer hats are now a thing of the past, and we can all appreciate the snowy egret in its natural habitat today. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support for Bird Note comes from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, offering online courses about birding with a new nature journaling course at academy.allaboutbirds.org.